most people look on sight loss as a negative, and yes, it can make life very challenging. But could it also lead to positive things? Holly Chook, she writes a blog called Life of a Blind Girl, and also recently received an RNIB See Differently Award for 2019 as a Social Media Influencer of the Year category. And Holly joins me now. Hi, Holly. Congratulations.
Hi, thank you. It definitely was something that was very unexpected, so yeah, I didn't expect it at all.
Yeah, tell us a bit about the award then. What does it involve?
So I was nominated for Social Media Influencer of the Year for my blogging and my work to do with sight loss on social media. So I was shortlisted as a national finalist alongside two other bloggers, and then I went along to the RNIB Awards ceremony in November at Glaziers Hall in London, where the winners were announced and I was announced as the winner. So I received a trophy and award, and it has Braille in it, which is really nice.
Life of a Blind Girl. On your blog, you were talking about the fact that sight loss could be something positive. Now, is this something that you've thought about since you got this award?
Yeah, definitely. I think it became more prominent when I won the award because I was thinking about the opportunities that sight loss has given me. If I didn't have a vision impairment, then I wouldn't have been nominated for the award. I wouldn't have started my blog and I definitely wouldn't have won it. So I think it's given me opportunities, and that really made me think about the opportunities that sight loss has given me, because there are a lot of them, and thinking about it, I wouldn't have had those opportunities if I was fully sighted.
Now, a sighted person listening to this, fully sighted, might think, what on earth is Holly talking about? So can you understand that kind of cynicism sometimes, people looking and saying, how can sight loss be a positive thing?
Yeah, I think because the media and society often focuses on the negatives of sight loss, people don't always see the positives because they're so wrapped up in thinking about the negatives, because that's often what people focus on. But the positives are there, it's just you've got to look for them sometimes. But when you think about it, what the skills it's given you, what opportunities you've had because of your sight loss, and it gives you the ability to see the world from a different perspective, there are positives. And I think sometimes maybe we just go about our daily lives without noticing them, and they often go unnoticed.
So you're not actually saying, you know, it's good to be visually impaired as such, but if you are visually impaired, then there are positives to come from it.
I definitely think there are positives, and I do think my life would be a lot different if I was sighted. And I think in a way, yes, it is good to have a vision impairment. There are aspects of my vision impairment that I do love, like the skills it's given me, such as using a cane and reading Braille and using assistive tech. Obviously there are the challenges that we face on a daily basis, so I think it's finding the balance between the good and the bad and the positive and the negative.
Of course, people are on different stages of their journey with sight loss, aren't they? So they tend to react differently at different times of their life.
Yeah, and I think everyone's sight loss is different, like we said, but also that should be recognised as a good thing, because not everyone is the same. So we all go on our own journeys with our sight loss, and some people might be at the beginning and they might be absolutely fine, but others may be struggling. And that was why I wanted to publish the post about why I'm grateful for my vision impairment, because I wanted to help other people see their positive aspects of having sight loss and see it in more of a positive light. And hopefully for them to realise, you know, what having sight loss can be positive and it can be a good thing. But obviously, fully respect that everyone is on their own sight loss journey and at different stages. So it can all take us a while to get to that point, and that is absolutely fine. And I think we should encourage people to go on their own sight loss journey, because it doesn't matter how long it takes you, you can get to that point.
Do you think it's different for a younger person dealing with sight loss than it is for somebody later in life?
That's a really tricky one, because I've been blind since birth and I haven't always been comfortable with my vision impairment, and there are aspects of it that I did used to hate and I didn't like, such as using a cane, and I thought things like that made me stand out and look different. But as I got older, I started to realise that those aspects make me unique, but they are the ones that are making me independent and giving me the skills that I need. So I think, yes, maybe it is different for younger people, because you want to fit in a way, and you want to do the same things as your sighted peers. But obviously, you're trying to fit in with the norms, but then you've got sight loss, and sight loss to some people isn't the norm. But then when you're older, obviously you're adjusting more because you have lived most of your life sighted. So I think it's a tricky one. I guess in a way, yes, it can be different, but in a way, we all go through the same processes of learning to accept and love our sight loss.
Do you think, though, you're right there, obviously, all journeys are unique. Do you think, though, there are some commonalities, even though it might not happen at the same stage, there's some things that we all go through?
Yeah, I think there are commonalities of having sight loss when you're both younger and older, and I think we all go through those. So, for example, learning to love and accept your disability and also embrace it. I think that's something we all have to go through at some point, and we all go through it whether we realise it or not. And also learning to live our lives with a vision impairment, that's all something we deal with. But also the things maybe you don't necessarily think about as much, or maybe you think about them every day, things such as learning to cook, learning to be independent. We see those are all the things that we go through, and they're different for every person with sight loss, but also we all experience the same things. So we all end up using a cane or a guide dog, for example. We all maybe learn to live our lives just with having a vision impairment rather than being fully sighted, and we adapt. So we all go through times of adaption and change.
And I think personally myself, I mean, I've got a deteriorating eye condition, so every year, obviously, you're adapting a little bit. And I do find, I must admit, sometimes I do something and I just get so frustrated with myself. But again, like you say, it's acceptance, because it's either I've not done it the right way, or it's just one of these things that goes with the territory, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think acceptance, for some people, it might take a long time, but for some others, it might not. And I think that's just one of the things that we all have, and we all go on our own journey with that. And often you do things, for example, and you get really frustrated, but then you kind of think about it and are like, oh, is that something that I've done wrong? Or is that something that society just isn't accessible in that way?
What about support and people to talk to? Because you can talk to some people and it can buoy you up. You can also talk to some folk and it can drag you right down. So where would you recommend if you're just trying to branch out and perhaps do a bit of social networking?
I would definitely recommend being part of the sight loss community on social media, but making sure that you surround yourself with the people that empower you and that speak positively about sight loss if you can, and the ones that talk about the reality. So, for example, the sight loss community on Twitter is great. There's a lot of people trying to help others, empower others, but also speak about the challenges that we face in order to break down barriers and create change. But also as well, there's some brilliant Facebook groups and things like that, such as VI Talk, which can have really positive posts in them. And those are places you can ask questions and should never be afraid of asking or speaking out, because you need to learn and you want to learn from others. And if you can get advice from other people, then I think that's really important. So it's just about reaching out and making sure that you use those social media platforms to the best of their ability, but also knowing what you want to get out of it. So do you want advice, or do you want to see people campaigning for change?
And I think at this time of the year, we tend to emphasise the family and a cosy Christmas, but it's not like that for everybody. And this might be a time, perhaps, to venture into a little bit of social media, perhaps over the Christmas, heading into a new year.
I think as well, if you haven't got that time with friends and family, then you could use the social media as that kind of support network and speak to other people, because people always want to help, and I find the sight loss community is extremely helpful and extremely supportive. So I think it's definitely a good time to do it and to maybe reach out, because I just think it's really important to do that, and it can really help, and it has so many benefits. So if you've been scared to do it before, or you've not really known what to do, then I think now would be a good time to do it, especially at the end of a year and the start of a new one.
And in fact, you could ease yourself in gently by looking for Life of a Blind Girl, which is Holly's blog, and you can have a chat with Holly on that as well. What are your plans for 2020 then, when it comes to your social media work?
I'm hopefully going to continue breaking down the barriers and try at least to do that, but also to just help people in any way I can through my posts. So just continue what I'm doing, but also hopefully getting involved with some campaigns and things like that. So I guess we'll see where it goes.
Well, again, Holly's blog is called Life of a Blind Girl, so she's waiting there to hear your remarks and your comments. Looking forward to chatting with you. In the meantime, Holly Chook, it's been fantastic, as always, to chat with you. We will speak with you very soon.
Thank you for having me.